It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If I was a super, super powerful celebrity, in my rider, it wouldn't be expensive things. It would be like weird, like I would get weird with it where it's like, oh, I need like a drawing that you drew from when you were a child. So for someone needs to put like
a child's drawing.
Something that's like, wait, what?
I want a dog that can paint in my in my room with me.
Something like obscure, like that is just like, oh, okay. Like I need a musical instrument that you own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'm asking for something from you.
You're asking for which ingredients?
Yes.
You're like,
yes.
I need a true love's first kiss. Yeah. A butterfly's thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I need you to let a wild pigeon loose in my room.
A wake up call from your mom.
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
Oh, that'd be great. I need a phone call from your mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, well, that's
if it's
crazy.
Tommy's mom, I can just turn over.
That rocks, dude. That rocks, dude. You get a high five for that. That rocks, dude. That rocks, dude. That was awesome.
We gotta add that in the episode.
That rocks, dude.
Oh, all right.
Add it in the episode.
That's God, awesome. Dude. That's thanks, man. Fucking thank awesome.
Okay.
Okay, well.
All right. And, okay. Hi, welcome to Smoshmouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Dan. I forgot I'm hosting. And I'm Damien Haas. And joining us today is our very special guest,
Tommy.
Hey, I'm here too.
Do they say their names? I feel like
Amanda says their names.
Okay, let me be like Amanda.
Yeah, be like Amanda.
Ow! Ow! It's like a character she's doing now.
Yeah.
Like, hi, I'm Damien Haas, Lehan Canto. And joining us today is Tommy Bo.
That's me. Thank you, Amanda Lehan Canto, Damien Haas.
I'm pregnant again.
Oh, no.
So when we realized this episode was happening, we got very excited because we realized all three of us share a common interest and that this episode today is going to be our only opportunity for us to delve into a topic we oddly don't delve into much at Smosh.
Yeah.
Given that we started the entire channel off of that. Well, the Power Rangers
it is the
song,
foundation of, it's the only reason that.
It's the rock upon which our church was built.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
And that is Pokemon.
Right.
Woo, check out this Gastly on my sweater.
Love it. People at home, there's a Gastly on the sweater.
For our listeners, yeah. And Tommy has an unknown sweater.
That I forgot to bring because there's a lot of stuff going on.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't own any Pokemon clothing.
We'll change that.
We can change that.
I got a couple extra shirts in the wardrobe right now. I got an Oddish shirt.
That's great.
And I got a...
How many Pokemon-themed clothing items do you think you own?
I think it's just these three that I brought.
Okay. I'm probably pronouncing so many Pokemon wrong.
Oh, same.
You know what I think has its own, like, the official pronunciation feels like it's wrong?
Yeah.
Delibird, the one that looks like Santa, because it gives you gifts and it looks like Santa. I think it should be Delibird.
I think that's the point.
I think that's the point.
It is Delibird, though.
Delibird, like cold cuts.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
No.
I have a hard time with the we're getting into it. I have a hard time with the Pokemon that are just named like a thing. Like it's like
Seal.
Scyther, and it's like, oh, and then it evolves into Scissor.
It's Caesar.
I know. Okay. Caesar Milan.
Yeah.
No, it's Scissor. I was going through the Pokedex last night and I was just like, holy shit, one, so many. But
so
two,
many.
I was like, man, some of these names, you don't like really think about them too much.
No, not really.
And then you see it and you're like, oh, that's Scissor. Oh, that's Delibird.
Did you not
I sat
think
there
about that?
And I laughed out loud reading Delibird. Where I'm just like, oh, it's just like, oh, Delibird.
My baggage was delivered.
Your baggage was delivered.
You got delivered to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Houndour kills me because I was always like, oh, Houndor and Houndoom. No, it's Houndour.
It's Houndour?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm
like
sorry.
Hour, like the hour of the day.
Like you're feeling dour. Like it's a dour mood.
No.
And
God.
Then there's a doom mood.
Jeez.
Houndour.
And then there's Seal.
And then there's Seal.
It's Seattle. No, I'm kidding.
Seattle.
It's Seattle.
Okay.
We all love Pokemon here.
Yes, very much.
When did all of our Pokemon love begin? What was your... Do you remember your moment that you got into Pokemon? Because it's, for all of us, probably a long time ago.
Second grade. They had those Game Boy commercials where like a bunch of Pokemon pop up and then like someone vacuums them up and they're like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, whatever this game is, it looks fun. I want that, I think. And then I was sitting in the library, second grade, and looking at the back of a magazine, there was like a Pokemon advertisement with like a little comic attached to it. And I was like, oh, there's more to this. And my best friend at the time was like, oh yeah, me and other best friend, like we've been watching this for a while. I was like, wait, what TV show? What do you mean? And it was that moment that I learned all about it, like all at once. And then I was just all in.
Wow. Yeah.
Cards game right off the bat.
Yeah. I don't remember what grade I did. I don't remember what single grade I went to school for, but whatever grade I was in school for, I think I got a Game Boy for Pokemon. I don't have the memory of like being like, oh, I want this.
Yeah.
But my parents were good at like gift. I'm an only child, so I got spoiled with like the gift giving of it all when I was younger.
Nice.
Thank you. So I remember playing the original Pokemon and kind of being alone in that. And it wasn't until Gen 2 when more people started playing, specifically when I got to Crystal, because I think I had Gold and Silver and I started playing that. And then I don't think my parents knew that they were different or that they were basically the same game over and over.
Yeah.
So they were just like, okay, there's another one. Wow, geez. All right. So I got Crystal and you know, the Crystal has like 2 frames of animation. I remember being like, yes. And then from then on, I was like, fully locked in, like hardcore. Mm. But I remember still having they used to have like, you know, booklets on how to beat a game.
Yes.
Yeah. Prima
official strategy guide before the internet was really a thing. And I remember just like reading it like it's a book.
Yeah.
Looking at the art and just being like, wow, this is the coolest
like,
thing.
Can
ever.
I bring my Game Boy in the car? No. Can I bring this book? Yeah.
Yes.
And then you like basically have it. I remember we had the one for Pokemon Red. And I think we still have it. Like,
whoa,
I think
that's
it was
awesome.
Like years. It's, you know, like how decades will pass.
Yeah.
And you go to your parents' house and then you'll like find a relic. And
yep.
It's like, oh, right. My parents don't throw anything out. So I found this thing.
Hell yeah.
In a drawer, like somewhere that's just not been looked at for
that's
so long.
Amazing.
Like it's Cleopatra's
tomb. They've kept your room
tomb,
pristine.
But it's, yeah. But
they're
I was
like, one day you'll move home.
I'm pretty sure I still have it.
Wow.
You should find
Pokemon
it.
Pokemon Red thing, because I think I'm never going to throw it out. Whenever I see it, I'm like, this is so cool. And then I just like put it away.
You put it right back. Yeah.
I know I think I have all my Pokemon, my Game Boy games. Actually, my brother might have them.
I know I sold those two to a friend like when I was in like fifth grade, because I was like, oh, I've moved on to like the new
ones
now.
You made a sale in fifth grade?
Yeah, well, I was like, I want money for this other video game, and my friend wanted to buy them for like $20 each. So I was like,
whoa,
yeah, sure.
Okay.
Wow.
But I do remember, speaking of those little booklets, the one that came in the with the Game Boy game, the perfect little square, I was looking at like the typing matchups, and it was the first time I'd ever like seen or read the word psychic, and I didn't know what it was. And so I asked my parents, like while I remember being in the car and being like, what is Pissy Chick?
The Pissy Chicks?
A really good band,
listening to that.
And they got mad at me. They were like, Damien, you know what you're saying. Like, don't, you know, don't do that.
You're
I'm like,
I really don't.
But now I do. And oops.
Yeah. Ooh, Pissy
and
Chick.
You've learned.
I've seen the Damien is Pissy Chick compilations.
I think for me, I honestly think it was my brother was getting into it. And I think I heard about it because I overheard my mom being nervous about the episode of Pokemon with Porygon that was apparently
the seizure episode.
Yes, because it had flashing lights. So it was like, my mom being like, oh, is that safe? Like, I don't know if like, whatever. And then overhearing about it, being like, what's this thing about? Like, and then I forget. I think I got into the cards first because it was in second grade and some friends were like really into it and I started getting into it. And then we went to a store and we all bought a pack of cards.
Nice.
It's awesome.
And I remember I got my first pack of cards and I was like, this is so cool. And I opened it and I'll talk about my favorite Pokemon later, but one of them, because it was my first holographic, was Pinsir. And I never, ever got another Pinsir.
So you started off with Jungle.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow,
that was
nice.
My very first
good
pack.
Good job.
Of the jungle. I remember the ancient packs, too.
Yeah.
The fossil. But the jungle ones were my first. And Pinsir was my very first one. And like I said, I never got another Pinsir.
Wow.
And I collected Pokemon cards for a couple years there. And I had almost all of the 151.
Right.
Nice.
But then I got... My brother was playing the games. And I didn't get to play Red because that was his.
Nice.
And so he had the Game Boy, and I couldn't borrow it or play it. And I think once he was done playing that and Yellow, and he would, like, show me, and I was like, this is so cool. He's like, yeah, I see how Pikachu follows you around. I'm like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
He literally loves you.
I don't want to play it. He's like, you can't. I'm like, fuck.
And now you understand AI-generated, like girlfriends or whatever out in the real world, where you're like, well, that Pikachu loved me, so I kind of get it.
Yeah. But I eventually got to play Yellow for a bit.
Nice.
And then Silver was the first that was mine.
Nice.
And I played Silver, and that was big at our school because a lot of my friends had Gold, so I had Silver.
I remember you and I always, like, swapped back and forth in stories. So, like, I was a Blue to Yellow to Gold man myself.
And then Ruby, also, right?
I fell off by that gen.
Whoa. Oh, I was Blue, Yellow, Gold Crystal,
yeah,
and Sapphire. And then I played Diamond and Pearl. And then
nice.
At one point, this was the same time that I was the stage manager for Seussical the Musical Junior at a theater during summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, like, playing this game, and I had, like, a Jirachi, which you could only get through, like, a special event thing or, like, buying a game. I had all of my guys all the way, like, you know, traded all the way up to this game. And I was playing the game, and I'm like, I'm kind of over this, to be honest.
Oh, is that your, like,
and so
first
I was just kind of like,
dopamine run out?
Yeah. And then there was this little kid who would always be like, can we take Pokemon? Can we trade Pokemon, please? Can we trade? Blah, blah, blah. And so, and he was so. At one point, I just went, you know what? Here's my game. I was just like, here you go. Stop talking to me.
Oh, you set him up with a bad precedent for life. Like,
I know, but he stopped talking to me. And I was done with the game anyway. So I was just like, well, but the only thing I do miss is having that Jirachi, because he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
A Wish Granner guy. He was pretty cool. Anyway, do you know who Jirachi is?
No.
His little guy, he's got yellow. He's got a bing bong bing, kind of like
a star, kind of.
Yeah. And he's got little, the little things on it. And he's, yeah. Anyway, he's just a little guy. He's got a little half moon on his tummy, which I think opens up to an eye.
It's one of those, like, it's one of those things where, like, oh, you know, in the first 150, there's a legend that, like, there might be a Mew for 151, and there's all these ways to get it. And then in the second generation, they're like, what if we do that again, except now it's grass, but it's, like, the same damn thing. And then they're like,
we gotta keep doing this.
Play it again, Sam. And they're like, yeah, it's a Jirachi now. And it's like, and now modern day, we're like, we have Victini. Like,
okay.
I know it.
But yeah,
all the psychic mythical ones that are all just a little guy.
Yeah. I kind of never cared that much about the big legendary ones, except for Mewtwo. Mewtwo's a badass,
of course.
You know, obviously, okay. How do you it's Lugia?
Lugia,
I think so.
Okay, yeah, it's Lugia.
Yeah, I got Lugia, but like overall,
most of the time, Lugia.
Yeah, pretty much. I got a huge Lugia.
Oh, my cousin has nine of those.
I hawked a Lugia.
terrible name, by the way.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on there?
Do you know the origin of Lugia, by the way?
No, I don't.
The name or
no, the creation of him entirely. One of the Pokemon people was tasked to make a follow-up movie to that first movie.
Right.
And so he came up with and designed Lugia for this movie. And basically got approval after he was done. And he's later said the whole time, he was like, I was doing so many drugs. I was drunk the whole time.
Sure.
And so Lugia is a creation from a stupor of drugs and alcohol that Pokemon just went, okay. And then the guy literally was like, I was actually really surprised to see him as the box art for the next generation, because I just made him up for this movie. So it's like, the Pokemon company just went, yeah, sure, we'll use him. And they're like, we'll use that other bird we did last time and we teased, so.
He's the Stephen King of the Pokemon world.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, it's like, I remember writing that. I was too effed up.
Hey, enjoy it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I've seen all the Do You Know Gaming Pokemon videos.
Wow.
Every single one I've watched.
I do watch a lot of those, but not quite your level.
Yeah.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Rocket Money. Damien, how's your finances this year going?
Shane, I'm going to need a little bit of help with my spreadsheet, please, if you could.
Your spreadsheet?
Yeah, I'm trying to make my budget for the rest of the year. And it says that I should be saving at this point, but my bank account is, let's just say, not reflecting that.
Damien, you're doing this the hard way. You should try Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
It's the subscriptions. That's how they get you, dude.
Yeah, man. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forgot about. If you see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it. Rocket Money has saved users over $2.5 billion, including over $880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. Their 10 million members save up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
I can't thank you enough. For the first time in a long time, I feel truly hopeful.
You're welcome, Damien. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show. It's still wild to think back on, because I remember when I was a little kid, and there's that one of those early episodes of Pokemon where Ho-Oh...
It's like the first
it's
one.
The first episode of Pokemon where this thing is like flying away.
Because they were already starting on the second.
Yeah, and I remember me and all my friends were like, what Pokemon is that? What do you think it is? Like, and we were like freaking out about
it. It's just a Fearow that's special.
That's That was my theory. I was one of the skeptics who's like, it's just a Fearow. I'm like, I look back and I'm like, why would they do that?
Right.
But I was a stupid little kid.
And that's how you got Pokemon Crystal from Tommy.
Yeah.
I never had Crystal.
Wow, you missed out.
But
cartridge had a little bulb in it so I could have the time clock on there. It is fine. It's fine. It's just fine. That they moved and you could be a girl.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm a feminist, so I think that's the best game.
Hey, and thank you for being an ally.
You're welcome. they had the little clock in there so that it could be nighttime when it was nighttime and daytime when it was daytime.
That's huge.
And cool. The battery on that wears out at some point, and then it soft locks everyone's game.
And then the game is they're stuck in like a purgatory and they know it and they feel it.
Yeah.
And then the vampires come. Yeah. I do remember, like, specifically for, you know, what do you think that Ho-Oh was or whatever, there were always rumors that, like, there's secret Pokemon. Like, there's rumors that there's more, like, and, you know, we saw Meryl and we're like, that's Peekablu. And, like, Peekablu exists. And, like, my cousin, like, saw it in his game. Like, no, he didn't. And, you know, we didn't know there was another generation coming out. But, like, I remember seeing Meryl, Hoot, like, Mewtwo in armor. And those were all the ones that, like... We were like there has to be one. Like, there's all these, like, fake codes on cheatplanet.com where it's like, you have to run around this thing 10 times, have these in your inventory. Like,
yeah.
I miss when you didn't have the internet, rumors like that could
spread.
Were
so cool.
They spread like wildfire.
Yep.
And there was no way to disprove it.
Yeah, no.
You're just like, yeah, I have to trust this kid on the playground.
Right.
He's telling me this is real.
Yeah, why would someone lie about what their cousin did?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would never happen.
Exactly. You go to the truck.
Like, yeah. I remember someone telling me about the red Gyarados and me being like, no, not it. You're lying.
There is one palette for beasts.
Truly built in.
And it's really a real thing. I had that. I had Sapphire. And then I think after that was when I would like buy the games, play them a little bit, but I wasn't like,
you were like
I wasn't as locked in.
Right. Did anyone return to the series? I came back for Sword and Shield and I was like, we're not there yet. And then I played Scarlet and Violet and I was like, we're almost there.
I dropped off Ruby Sapphire, and then after a few years, I think I borrowed your 3DS, and you let me borrow like Black White 2 or maybe XY2 or something like that, and I'd also played Platinum on my own. Like, I went back through a lot of the generations, and now it's just like a regular thing I enjoy where, like, can I share something kind of crazy that happened the other day?
And you better.
I have really good Pokemon card luck, and I know we have stuff in front of us and it's like, but I'm not picking the packs, but like, I have, so there's the Chinese packs that are out right now. They are still manufactured by Wizards of the Coast. Their quality is always great. Some of them have unique artwork. They're really cool. So Gem Pack 3 just came out at the time of recording this, and the big chase card that everyone wants to find, that's a super rare chance, is this Gengar with special art. Hard to do, hard to find, like very, very low chance. But I watch this streamer every once in a while. TikTok will show me this Chinese Pokemon card streamer where they'll like open up cards that you buy. And I was like, sure, I'll buy a box. And in that first box, the Gengar pops up. And they're like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Wow. And I was like, awesome, thanks. And then the second day, I come back because I'm scrolling and I see them again. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get another Gengar. And I buy another box, and another Gengar pops up.
Oh, my God.
And for records, like, these boxes are, like, $90. The Gengar is, like, a $400 to $500 starting card, even if it's, like, quality is, like, pfft. And then I told a friend about it, and they were like, ah, oh, man, like, if that happens again, can I just buy the box off of you? Because, like, damn, I just, you know, there's no other way I'm going to get that card. And I was like, I'll do it right now. And I went on TikTok and I bought a box and it was a third Gengar. And the people that were in the shot were like, is this your third one? And I was like, yeah, bye. Like, so I don't know. I used it up for the year and I don't believe in luck, but I kind of do. And so that's, yep.
With that, could we maybe get you to open up one of
these? We do have four Pokemon packs of Pokemon cards. We probably had these for a long time. I feel like around this office we just have stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yes, but if these are ones that we've had, I know we've opened up like a couple shiny like rainbow or something, so the hits might not be here.
That's okay.
It's okay.
I care more about getting one of my favorite Pokemon.
That's really cute.
That's what I'm more
about. That's really sweet.
Do you want to talk about favorites?
Let's talk about favorite Pokemon.
Okay. Let's go in.
Favorite Pokemon here.
Chansey over here, right?
Yeah, Chansey's the big fave. I haven't shown this on the internet before, but I guess I'll send it to Selena so that
this is incredible.
This is maybe the time.
I'm scared of what's about to happen.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Okay.
So this is very cool. It's not fully up to date.
Whoa. Is this in your home?
Yes. This is my Chansey tower.
Dude! Okay, what I'm looking at for people, there is 1, 2, 3, 4 shelves of just Chansey merch.
It's just Chansey memorabilia.
It's just beautiful.
You've chosen
Chansey
as like you're gonna find every piece of Chansey stuff
that I can't. So I flip in love. I love Chansey, and I think it was because I had blue version as a kid. Red versions where Chansey was able to be made. So to me, it was always special.
Yeah.
And also just looking at the show, like
wow.
I don't know, I'm a goofy.
You saw that?
Little.
Oh yes, I've seen.
I'm
this.
A goofy little Chansey's autistic an incredible boy. Poke. I want to give that thing a hug, and mm-hmm. I think it's very cute. And so I just have always liked it.
Chansey has an evolution, right?
Blissey. How do you feel about Blissey?
I like Blissey a lot. It's not something I'm gonna like collect, but
yeah, you're not into curly hair.
I kind of have a weird feeling about there were so many Pokemon that didn't have evolutions.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I remember as a kid being like, oh, why doesn't it evolve into something? Like it should evolve into something. And then once they give it to them, I'm like
why'd they do that? Like
I don't like
this. Tangela?
No,
they didn't do it right.
They didn't need to do this.
Some of them are rough. I do like Blissey a lot. I think Blissey is like it doesn't change that much, and I think that's funny because
nice.
Chansey's just a little egg that wants to like help you feel better, and then it goes through a whole like magical girl transformation to be Sailor Moonized into like it's Chansey, but it looks like it has a little dress.
Right.
I'm like, that's
exactly.
Great.
You're like, yay, all right, fine. She's wearing clothes now.
Yeah. That's the big one. Other honorable mentions would be like Litwick, the Ghastly line. I love Murkrow. I love Oddish. I love Swablu. I like a lot of the unevolved ones that are just cute little guys.
Little guys.
Phantom, Pumpkaboo.
I used to collect these little plastic figurines that came out in the first 151, and then they did it again, and I think they still do it, but my mom would be like on eBay buying ones that I didn't have.
Was it the Japanese ones or the English ones?
The Japanese ones.
I have some wrapped versions of those.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So I have a Gloom. So they were all put into
Love Gloom
too. They were all in a plastic bin, so they're all dinged up and they're like not collector.
That's okay.
But so I've been taking one because they're all at my parents' house. Every time I go home, I take 1 to 3 back with me, and I've started putting them all around my home. So I have a Vaporeon in my bathroom, just up on a shelf.
Watching
and then
shit.
I have exactly, and then I have a Gloom that I shove down into my plant, so it's just the bulb sitting on top.
Cool.
So you could like pluck it out and see that it's a Gloom.
I love that.
Yeah. It's got a Porygon sitting around the cards that you've given me that I have on display. Anyway.
Do you know the manufacturer name of those Japanese Pokemon figures?
I don't.
Tomy.
That's awesome.
Tomy.
Whoa.
That's so cool. Look,
you just have that info.
Yeah.
It's there.
No, and that is true. I do remember that now. Yeah.
Tomy.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is, I don't have like a specific favorite. I don't have one that I'm like, that's the one. But I have quite a bit. Hold on. Let me pull up. I made a doc.
Incredible.
On my phone.
Great.
Okay. So I made a list of favorites and I made a list of ones that I think are dumb.
Okay, so
ones that just kind of pissed me off. Like I'm like, I just don't know what it is. Don't like it.
Right.
Like, I would never have it on my team.
So it's fuck, marry, kill without the F.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, but, you have Vaporeon, and did you know that in terms of human to Pokemon anatomy... No, I'm kidding. It's the Joe Biden, no, like, yeah, meme. My fellow Americans.
Obvious one, Mewtwo. Like, okay. Love Mewtwo. I said nice. Pinsir. I'm a big fan of Hawlucha. The
okay,
Hawluchador.
Yeah. And he just got a Mega Evo.
The Mega Evo.
And he looks really
good. And Damien got me a really awesome card of Hawlucha.
Incredible.
It was really sick.
Incredible.
It's a population one in that grade. So
Damien's
not
an incredible gift giver,
yes,
when it comes
thank
to
you
all things, very but also good Pokemon things.
Thank you.
I love Sandshrew.
Sandshrew's great.
I always thought Sandshrew was just perfectly designed.
He's just a little man.
I agree.
Like the brick, like design of them, the claws. I was like, this is perfect.
I didn't know what spike damage was in the games. And for anyone who doesn't know, like, every Pokemon has a certain few moves that, like, do extra damage because it's, like, their special type.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really explain that in the early games. So I would always use Sandslash, who I loved, and do the slash move, and it would do an obscene amount of damage.
Yep.
And I'm like, why doesn't Slash work with anybody else like that? But
exactly.
Okay, I'll keep using him.
Wow.
I had the same experience. He was on my team.
Yeah.
Sandslash.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Kadabra. I
great
love that whole one evolution line.
You know the lore about Kadabra?
That isn't it a person?
It's a child that got turned into a Pokemon. That's what they say.
There's a lot of
that's
them
what they say.
A child for Kadabra?
Yeah.
Abra and Kadabra?
Or maybe it's Abra that's a child that gets turned into. Anyway, it's one of them. One of them's a child.
Cool. That, a bit of them. Phantump, who's on my back, the like lost little ghost tree. That's what is a lost kid in the woods.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then Drifloom
is the
Loom
reason.
Like
Drifloom is the reason.
Takes the,
oh my god! Yeah, it takes
and the
children
reason
away.
Is you.
Yeah, and Frostlass is also like a sad girl that died on a mountain. Like, oh, a lot of ghost Pokemon are just like, nah, it's just a bunch of kids.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah
go to heaven if you're a kid.
So what's because my next Pokemon, my next Pokemon is Haunter.
It's a sin to be a kid.
I love Haunter.
Haunter rocks.
But what's the deal with ghost Pokemon? Are they the ghosts of Pokemon, or are they? That they're born as a ghost.
I think it's both and neither.
In terms of the game, you can hatch a ghost. So, like,
right,
that would have to be it. But a lot of the lore is, like, Spiritomb is, like, 37 people died and their souls were trapped in this one rock. So,
right,
yeah, it's
holy
a lot
shit
of dead
and,
folks,
like, the way the anime portrays it, they portray it like there's only one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, whoa, what's that? And it's like, this is our first time encountering and there's no other, no one else has
you're
a Haunter.
So right. The anime
just
does
like
that a lot.
So it's like, so you must just exist as the ghost of something. But I don't know. I don't think there's an answer to that.
I was doing research and they do establish in the anime, or it's been hinted at least, that there are real animals.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's Pokemon.
Every once in a while, they throw a real animal in there, and you're like, what are you talking about?
It's gotta suck to be just like
to be in the
a
world
bird.
I know. You're like, and on the whole thing, and you're just an animal, it sucks so
but
much.
So in that sense, are Pokemon kind of like more akin to like demons or like spirits? Or
so I wouldn't say that that's how we got them banned the first time in the
right
South. Yeah, please don't. I want to bring cards to school still.
That's true. I think they're just animals that have...
That are just a little bit better.
Into, yeah,
they're
exactly.
Just a little bit better.
Just a little bit better.
They're just better animals, yeah.
And then there's also some Pokemon that are people.
That are people, Mr.
Machoke. Mons. Machoke.
That's a guy.
That's a guy.
That's a guy with pants with
Machoke
a little with
a
underwear
man
on. He's got underwear on.
So any clothes on a Pokemon is canonically their skin. It is
yeah
what they just, I guess,
so
little flaps.
100%. Were boxers a real thing before Hitmonchan entered the scene? Or did boxers in the Pokemon universe go, we need to do what that thing's doing?
She's got something going on over here.
Lore-wise, a lot of the words line up because we got our language from Pokemon. When Charmander goes like, char, char, we're like, okay, the word to like burn something a little bit
is char.
Yeah, so it's canonically like reverse.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You buy ZocDoc.
Shane, lately I've been feeling fatigued, like I'm not in tip-top shape.
Yeah, it's wintertime. My bones feel a little achy.
100%. Some of my joints sound like I'm opening a door in a haunted house.
I feel ya.
I'm missing some crucial doctor's appointments.
I hear that. I am constantly behind on my doctor's appointments, but not as much anymore, thanks to ZocDoc, which you should try. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. Damien, you have no excuse. This app makes it so easy. You can filter by insurance, location, and whatever you need, like primary care, urgent care, dental. You can see the openings and typically book within 24 to 72 hours. I mean, I'd been pushing off doctor's appointments for a long time, and then I looked at ZocDoc, and I was like, oh, I can book an appointment, like, right now.
Could I theoretically go, like, today?
Theoretically.
Okay.
If you look through the app, it's very possible. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. Back to the show. All right. Yeah. Couple more that I have. Only three more. Cubone. Was always a big fan of Cubone.
Cubone bone.
Terrifying, horrible lore.
Yeah. Skull of his mom.
But do you think it's its own thing? Do you think it's a baby Kangaskhan or do you think it's a baby Charmander?
Is that lore to them?
So
there's some
questions
about it.
If you look at the design, because this whole thing is like it wears the skull of its mother, but every type of that Pokemon can't be like, well, their mom gets murked and then they wear its head. Like it's
As it goes.
So the thought is that like it's a baby Kangaskhan whose mom dies, or it's a baby Charmander whose mom dies, and they wear that and that's what turns them into a Cubone and the flame goes out or whatever. Because they look aesthetically like the same without the helmet. So
I'm gonna bet it Kangaskhan.
Yeah, I see that.
I also don't think they thought that through.
I don't think so
he's
either.
Just
I think
being
this is explained
guy.
After.
Yeah. Yep.
Did a little retcon.
A classic Snorlax.
Is
good
great.
Guy. Great guy.
Sleep.
Huge guy.
Sleep.
Big tummy, so sleepy.
Big tummy, so sleepy.
And
then
me adult.
I do have to shout out Porygon.
Oh yeah, big shout out to
which
Porygon.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah. I mean, I'm tied between Porygon and Ditto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because I love Ditto and his stupid little head and stupid little face and how when he transforms his face is the same. And people are like, that was just the one from the anime tummy. And I'm like, no, I know that. But then go to like the store and they've done all the face on all of his little guys, and so I liked his little gimmick and that's fun. I also recently rewatched so many episodes of Pokemon.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I was
serotonin or. Dopamine hunting, and I was just like, what if I just played something from my childhood? That'll feel good. And I did that for a while. I did like an hour on the treadmill just watching, like, come back here.
we're gonna kick you in a minute.
Is Brock still canceled? Is it
still canceled?
Bad? No, like I just like think back on it. It's like, oh, he was just total pervert. That was
but he was young. The idea was that he was young, so it's like he gets somehow gets a free card there because he's like 16. So it's just like, okay, weirdo.
Did he ever get any luck?
Nah, I don't think so.
It's hinted that he goes on a lot of forums to talk poorly about women as an incel.
If you really look into the material.
If you really look into it, they have that there.
It was before Reddit, but he was a Redditor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm a big proponent of like the human-made Pokemon, which I know Mewtwo is a human-made Pokemon, but like I like Porygon because he's like, he's a computer Pokemon? Well, I don't know. Why is he in the real world? I don't know. I like him. I like Ditto, and I like the lore that Ditto is failed clones of Mewtwo. Have you heard of this?
No.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because you can find them in the same area as Mewtwo, and so like there's the whole lore, and I think the Pokemon company were like, stop. That's not right. But
they
it's
also
like,
follow the same shiny structure where like they start as pink and the shinies are blue.
Oh. Yeah.
And also the only two Pokemon in Gen 1 that can use transform and like copy you is Ditto and Mew.
Yeah. So they think it's a failed clone of Mew, and so it's Ditto. And
that
I think that's awesome because he's like a genetic blob.
It's just a bunch of stem cells.
And then my third one, which I don't use that often, but like he kind of fits in the same thing as Cast Form. I don't know if you know who he is. He's just like a little a little gray guy with a little hair piece, and like you can kind of see through him, and he's got two little hands that kind of look like boobs, but he just has them in front of him, and he can transform into like little, like a little sun, or like a little rain cloud, and he just he's like a weather Pokemon, and so like he's also like created. So I just like these, you know, man-made cuties.
The
I like that.
Designs are nice.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. And then also there's a Ultra Beast. Do you know what that is?
Ultra Beast.
Sun and Moon. Sun and Moon came out.
I played Sun and Moon. I just don't remember much.
Yeah, at the end game or near the end, there's Ultra Beasts that are like Pokemon from a different universe. They're supposed to be like aliens or something. Oh, I also love Deoxys, by the way.
Oh.
He's a really cool guy.
See, I don't know how I feel about when they start getting to like, and this one's God. Like, and I know that's not Deoxys. Deoxys is the like DNA.
The DNA one.
And I start to get a little bit like, all right, it's like a little too powerful.
Yeah.
I like when they're little tiny little monsters, you know, like that's what I like.
Yeah. Gone are the days where it's like, well, this is a bird that can breathe fire. Now, like, this is the embodiment of time.
Yeah.
Right. And you're like,
far.
Yeah. And you're letting me catch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. An 11-year-old boy caught it.
It's like, that thing's pure of heart.
Yeah.
I'll be owned by you. That's fine.
All right.
That's
you can trap me.
I'll be your little guy. There's an Ultra Beast that's so fucked up. He's got a big round clown head with a bunch of dots on it, and he's like,
the balloon one.
Yeah,
he's
very very bizarre looking.
Little clown balloon.
I forget what his name. I'm sure, and he's a fire type, and I don't know why. Anyway, big fan.
I have a hot take.
Okay,
I have several hot takes, but my first one right now, because it's all along the lines of ones I like, is I have really come around to the inanimate object Pokemon.
Yeah.
Wow,
and I really like them. I really like them.
Klefki?
Klefki's fine. Klefki is also overpowered.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
like fairy and steel.
Yeah.
If you don't know Pokemon that well, basically nothing can affect it.
It's playing rock, paper, scissors when your friend has rock and scissors and a gun.
Klefki's okay, but like there is a Pokemon that is a bag of trash. And when I first came across it, I remember being like, what the fuck? But nowadays, I'm like, that rocks.
I love
that so much, and I love there's a chandelier one, and I love that.
I forgot. The chandelier line is one of my favorites.
I love that.
I just finally got the, it just came in from Japan. Also, fuck those tariffs, because, oh my God, I'm paying like $50 every time I get a package.
Yeah.
It's like this big. It is a chandelier, like, lamp, like LED.
That just sits on your table.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
There's a few. And then there was like in one of the more recent ones, there was one that's just a sword. And I was like, that's sick.
Age of Slash. Did you know Trubbish is potentially a cat?
The little... Excuse me.
So
now I hate it.
There was no. There was a Pokemon piece of official art that came out recently, and it was all the like Pokemon cats and like. It just all the cute little cats were there, and then also Trubbish.
Did they put Eevee in that?
I don't think they did.
Okay, because that's
guess
the whole
I
thing.
See
is Eevee
it
a
has
cat,
those,
a dog? What is it?
It has those ears. Trubbish has
Trubbish.
Ears.
Yeah.
But I thought they were the tie of the trash bag.
Yeah, but
I thought that's what that was.
It's got to be something, though.
Oh,
they can't just be like, and these are my flaps. These are my little Terry flaps.
Chickens walk around with that shit under their beak.
Yeah, but that's for.
For waddling around.
For
with.
Waddling around.
That's for being silly.
Yeah.
I can't. It's a bag of trash.
Okay,
it's
fine.
A bag of trash.
It's a bag of trash.
It can be both.
That I love.
My cat Zelda's a bag of trash that I love. I love her.
Because that was in Black and White when they were like, we're going to redo. There was like, no other Pokemon, we're restarting, basically.
Yeah.
And so they were like, we need a coughing, wheezing, Muck and Grimer dupe. And so they were like, let's make a bag of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they had the is it Sock and Throw.
I don't
sock and Throw.
Like
and they just
like
have
them.
Full-on geese.
They're just
and I'm
guys.
Like, no, like,
they're just
bald
men.
That's their skin.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Come on.
They don't even look like they're from a place that, like, oh, we originated judo. It looks like a white guy with his, like, gi way too open, being like, let me teach you judo in this small small studio in a strip mall in North Carolina. And I'm like, no.
God, yeah, I struggle with those. And then there's the sandcastle one. There's one that's a sandcastle.
Oh,
I dig that.
It's a ghost.
What's his name?
Yeah, a lot of them are ghost types.
Yeah.
Sandygast.
It sounds like Nightmare Before Christmas. They're like, Sandygast is coming. They just
Sandygast.
Sandygast.
And then there's a tumbleweed. I like that.
I like that one too.
He's cool.
I just like him.
I like that he evolves and he's kind of the same thing, right? And he has like more of a face.
He's a little bit bigger.
And you're just like, neat.
That's how people grow up.
That's how people grow up.
I like Delmize, the ghost grass anchor. Literally an anchor.
Oh, yeah, with the wheel behind him. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Pokemon is actually just the algae there, the ghost algae, and the anchor is just part of it.
And see, they do that so much.
They do.
They're like, what you're seeing is not actually the body.
No, it's not.
Actually, this thing, not that thing.
It's a dead kid.
It's actually not the moss, it's the dead kid on the Pokemon. That's actually the Pokemon. What were we going to say?
What's up, Jay?
I forget.
Can we open one of these packs?
Let's open up a pack.
They're staring at me, and I need to do
it. All right, Tommy, you open up the first pack. Choose one. And let's see who gets the coolest card. There's rarest, but there's also the coolest, right? Okay. Two different categories.
Rarest and coolest. Okay. Hello, I am Tommy, and I'll be opening the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Temporal Forces with 10 additional game cards, age 6 and up.
Ooh, that's okay. Chris. For audio listeners, he's opening up.
How do I do this?
I just came.
Okay, I can't...
ASMR, I'm opening up Pokemon cards.
And let me show you the way,
uh-huh.
If I may.
Yeah?
Okay,
sorry.
Do that, that's fine.
I'll get my spit all over it.
There are two Chansey cards that I just learned existed that I will never be able to get. One is...
Not with that attitude.
No, that's true, I need money. One is the Pokemon Snap competition where like someone took a picture of a Chansey and won the competition with it, so they printed like 12 cards. One of them just went for like 30K. The other is like,
whoa.
Yeah, it's insane. The other is like the Chansey like beta edition where they made it like a potential, like, this is what it looks like when we're playtesting Pokemon cards, and they gave it out to members of the Pokemon company. So it's another one that's like $30,000.
Because it's so rare. Wow.
So I'm just, yeah.
How do you go about, because isn't like the rarest, is the rarest in the back?
Yes.
It depends on the pack, but. Usually, yeah, rarest and best.
Okay.
Okay, what do we have first?
So here we go. We've got a Grubbin, which I've got to tell you, don't know him that much.
Oh, yeah. I don't like him.
I don't like him. Uh-huh. Uneventful.
I don't like Grubbin that much.
My favorite bug is Larvesta. And there's a...
Oh, she's really fun.
She's really fun. There is a $500 life-size plush in Japan that I was like, if I won the lottery, there would be signs. But... Just for fun, I looked at what the shipping would be with this tariff stuff now.
Is
and
it
would
be
an
money?
Additional $500
yep.
to ship.
Yeah.
Which, like...
Yeah, it's fun
but
over here.
You don't actually pay for it. I'm just kidding.
No, I do.
I really do. Yeah.
Okay, here's Grubbin.
Ooh, hate Medicham.
Medicham
is like my least favorite.
Yeah.
And then what's
them.
Revolution? Big pants, big hands?
Can't lose.
Big hands, big pants.
Big hands,
he's
big
like
pants.
He's like, stop. Stop yeah. right there. Anyway, don't like him.
Hopcham or something like that.
Hacho.
Yeah, not a fan.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of any of the Hitmon whatever it is that they added. Hitmon Top can go fuck himself.
I agree. He's not good.
Someone Hitmon Top doesn't was like dumb jiu-jitsu. As hell.
It's like, why are you upside
They're
down?
They're like, yeah, we've got kung fu, we've got boxing. Oh, what's the next one? Upside down.
I'm capoeira.
Like, give it a break.
It's
like
capoeira.
Nah. Okay, we got Tranquil, which is a bird. Another bird.
Quill.
Oh, that's
exciting.
Cool. I like that card.
Quill, right. Look, it's Mr. Mime. It's
Always
a guy.
Always loved Mr. Mime.
Oh, okay, Mr. Mime. You know, the human-like ones freak me out, but Mr. Mime gets a pass.
He gets a pass from me.
He gets a pass. And may I say, in the Pokemon Detective Pikachu movie, where they had Mr. Mime in there, and they chose to make the round things on his body the texture of a kickball.
Yes.
That was
I lost
crazy.
My mind. I loved that.
That was good.
I was like, that's an insane choice, and I
that
love
was good.
That. Okay, Mr. Mime's done. We got Mudsdale.
I do like Mudsdale.
He's okay. There's some that are just like, yeah, that's a horse. Yeah, that's a bird. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like... I wish they were a little more brave or a little less.
Do you think we're blinded by nostalgia, though? Because think about, like, Ponyta. Like, yeah, that's a horse, but fire main. And this is a horse, but ground power. Like, I don't know.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. I don't know.
But not as good as Ponyta.
Yeah.
But I love the classic anime design of the original.
The, like, Sugimori artwork?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're missing. We've gone a little too, like, cutie... You know, cutie time and a little less like, but then we also go like super cool, and it's like they don't need to be super cool.
It's why the OG. I'm such an old head when it comes to it.
Yeah, you're a Gen 1-er.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
So Chugi.
Explorers Chugi. We got Explorers Guidance. Very good. Ooh, we got Colossal.
Oh.
I think he's from Sword and Shield. Yep.
Okay.
Pretty good guy. I also like this guy.
He's like a little, he's amoeba, right?
Yeah, this is the second evolution, but he's just like a little, he's like a one cell organism.
I kind of thought this was the Phoenix, if we're being.
Duosion. Okay.
Duoscion.
We've got something. We've got something special coming.
Do we have something special coming up?
Oh, we've got a deerling.
That's an art rare for the deerling.
It's an art rare. Look, and it's shiny. It's kind of holographic and kind of not. It is.
Yeah.
Art rares are
the new, like...
Wow! Ooh!
You get holographics in every pack now, so the art rares and the secret art rares are the ones that you're hunting. So that's a big hit.
Big hit, big hit.
And then what's our last dumb one?
And then we got Torterra EX.
Ooh.
Full art. Or no, okay. It's not full art.
It's an EX.
It's an EX. It's a regular.
Got some
it's a regular
ones
guy.
In there.
Yeah, and then a basic fire energy.
Basic energy.
This is such a cute little card.
He's a little cutie guy.
Wow, a deerling.
Aww.
Aww. I still, to this day, one of the highlights of my childhood was we went to the store, and I think we had there was a vending machine where I would get Pokemon cards. And I got a jungle pack, and my mom is driving me home, and I'm in the back seat, and I go through it, and I'm going through it like fast. And then I come across a holographic Charizard, and I lost my shit.
Was your mom like, what's going on? Oh my God.
I think she was like, truly didn't understand. Yeah. I was like, basically probably screaming.
How many holographic Charizards did you get total?
I think that was my only one I ever had.
Can I be a little fuck ass?
Please.
Yeah, you probably have like 10.
I think I had 5.
Yeah. Wow.
I saved one because I have all 151 original cards.
Nice.
I've got the full 151. Not all of them are like the holographic or whatever, but I've got at least all of them. And to complete them, I turned in 2 of the 5 that I had at a place where I was just like, I got these. Can you finish off what I need? And they're like, yeah, here's a Hitmonlee. Here's a this. Here's a this.
Oh,
you know, here's
wow.
a Nidoqueen. I remember getting Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee, and Nidoqueen for one of them.
They got a good deal, but
yeah, but I still have 2 of them. They're in their little case. They're not like the ones that are worth like $10 million.
Sure.
Yeah. They're not the special guys.
I don't think
Shadowless first edition.
Yeah. It's not a first edition.
I don't think any of mine are worth much of anything, but they're, I would never get rid of them anyways.
Right.
Like I have them all. They're still in my childhood home.
Yeah, same.
I don't have them here.
Yeah.
But I have them all. Same with all my Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
My dad, like 5 times a year, he'd be like, hey, so the neighbor, he thinks he could sell your cards. Do you want to sell
really?
Your cards? Hey, he could, hey, you want to do it? And I'm like, no.
Why would the neighbor
we'll
be needed?
On. I think we'll hold on
I
to it.
I can't believe the craze that's come back.
It's unbelievable.
I'm shocked. I remember as a kid being like, oh, these might be worth something someday, and then being like, nah, the craze is going to die down. And then it did.
And then it was like, oh, these
really
will really never be worth
time.
Anything. Yeah.
It's wild right now. Unfortunately, like scalpers kind of ruin it for a lot of people, but there are cards that are worth, like I'm at least selling one of those Gengars, and I just got some cards back from grading. I have some that like, they don't matter to me nostalgically, but I've pulled some really crazy stuff recently and just casually buying packs. Like, you know, in the most recent packs, there's some like gold cards that look truly like shiny gold that are like Gardevoir, Lucario, the new Charizard came out. So I like pulled one of those. It is like $500 when raw. I got it back as a 10 graded.
Whoa.
Potentially if someone buys it and people are buying it, like it's spicy pricey.
Spicy
and I'm
pricey.
Like, why wouldn't I do that when like it is a few payments of a utility? You know
what
I mean? Like,
oh, for sure.
I can't really justify not selling it, you know?
Speaking of gold cards, did either of you?
Yes. The Burger King gold cards.
The Burger King
yes,
gold
I had them
cards.
All.
I have them sealed, baby.
Me too.
You have them sealed?
I do.
Oh.
I don't
you
know.
Do
you do?
He's like, I got a
feel. Hell yeah.
Wow.
I don't know where mine went.
All of mine are just in a bin in my home. Everything worth something's tossed in a bin in my home.
Well, because you focus on the things that matter.
Yeah, that's right.
I got mine at a Goodwill.
What?
Literally found them sealed at a Goodwill for like $2 or $3 each, and
that's
I was like, "Yeah, I'll be having this, please and thank you."
Holy
that's
shit! I loved those, and I don't know where they went. I think unfortunately, it's the unfortunate thing of like when I was around 13, 14, I probably got rid of some things. I was like, "I don't need these anymore."
Yeah,
and like that was the era when Pokemon was starting to like not be.
Yeah. It was
worth as
too much.
It wasn't. It was like these aren't gonna be worth anything.
Yeah.
And then like I could have never suspected that. Oh, maybe in 12 years, Pokemon's gonna have a huge comeback.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
Yep.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, if it makes you feel better, a lot of the stuff, like, I literally found last night my binder from when I was a kid. But, like, whoa, a lot of the stuff, I kept my stuff as pristine as possible. I, like, from the very beginning was like, I'm collecting these. I'm not playing with them. Yeah. But even then, they get little scratches. They get little bumps. Like, totally. Unless you went out of your way to keep something perfect, perfect, it would be graded, like, a 5 out of 10, a 4 out of 10. And right. It's not worth that much. It's more valuable to you nostalgically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love going through every once in a while.
I'm not a collector by any means. Like, I am, you know, I love, like, to have things and to use things, right? Mm. Like, I gave Courtney for her birthday. I was like, it'll be funny if I got her a couple of booboos, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, but people like seal them up, and I'm like, no, we're gonna rock gonna these things, them. And they're sure. gonna get dirty, and it's gonna be awesome. Like that's yeah, the point for me. But I also want to keep them like preserved. But just enough.
Yeah,
to
you'll give them enough effort to keep
just
them
enough
clean.
To like have them around,
just like a backpack or something. Exactly. It's like you're gonna use it.
Speaking of which, I made a TikTok. I think my most recent TikTok, as of recording this, was like something very delicately making fun of Labubus, where I was like, "Oh, those stupid Labubus,"
uh-huh.
and people were like, "Ah!" Like people blew their minds. They were so mad, and I'm like, take a step back. I have a wall of chances.
Right. Like, let's take a look.
I'm not actually making fun of anybody here. So you funny. Like what you like.
I mean, anything collectible, you could boil it down to, this is dumb.
Nothing.
It's like, yeah, anything you enjoy is dumb.
Always.
But
it's not.
Humanity's always been collecting little things,
right.
whether it's like pretty rocks or whatever. It's just fun.
Yeah.
I think it's what I get is the criticism of like, are you going to collect it and then throw it away immediately? Like, or
sure.
is this something you're actually treasuring and like you're going to hold
on? Yeah, are people going to be looking at their Labubus like 20 years from now and being like, wow.
Is it Beanie Babies 2.0 where there's going to be...
It's definitely going to be Beanie
dumps
Babies 2.0.
Dumps of Beanie Babies.
Hey, there's going to be dumpster full.
I still love that Onion article where it's like, the spider eggs that were inside Beanie Babies are finally hatching.
like
that's
so.
Awesome. I love that.
That's awesome.
All right, should I open one?
Yes, do it.
Okay.
Who are you picking?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what? This one was in front of me.
Okay.
I'm going to open it up. Damien, how good do you think this is?
That, you know what? I was eyeballing that, but seeing as it's from the same set Tommy had, Tommy just pulled a hit, and they were probably from the same box.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You think not?
I think there's going to be something better than mine in there.
Oh, you think better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the gauge. Better or worse than Tommy's?
Can I pitch something to you?
Yes. Yeah.
There's card duels that you do where you like do it number by number and then at the same time be like, oh, this is cool. Okay, yours was the best pack.
Oh,
like,
let's do this.
We can just do that.
Because we have one final one after that.
I'm going to do Obsidian Flames, which is a different set.
And I'm doing Temporal Forces.
Tempura Forces.
Tempura.
Tempura.
Gentlemen, open your packs.
Oh, geez. This is harder than when I was a kid. Yeah, get this nice sound.
Mine's got a good one.
Yours has a really good one?
Yeah.
All right, so I put this away.
And then you flip it over, and we're doing right. first guys
yours
first.
Yours is a good one, too.
Okay.
We both have good
ones.
Because
you're doing the block, because we're not doing the top. We're doing the ARF. Yeah. You're flipping over and you're dubbing for the first guy first. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, our first matchup. Burn it, beep, bop, boo, bum.
I have Cub Chew, the bear that sneezes on you like a toddler.
That's adorable.
I got bad news for you. I got Azumarill to start it off.
Little bunny baby.
Is it Azumarill or Azumarill?
I think it's Azumarill.
Azumarill? Oh, like Azure? Like
yeah.
Azumarill?
Azumarill.
Mm-hmm. I've been saying Azumarill my entire life.
It's okay.
I'm about to find out. No. Okay, side note. People have been talking about so much about how I mispronounce so many words because I learned so much from reading.
From reading,
and
yeah.
you just that's just
and
you
I was
and your
homeschooled,
brain.
Which also, by the way, someone was like talking about something with me with like homeschooled, where they clearly think I've been homeschooled my entire life.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
No, buddy, I was homeschooled in high school.
Yeah,
right.
So that's
okay.
what we're talking.
You say
about.
One thing, say it's not your whole truth.
I know how to say pissy chick.
Yeah, right.
Guys, it's fine.
Come on. All right, so who wins this one?
You do.
Oh, I think it's just pack to pack.
Oh,
like,
is it pack
who
to
had
pack?
The cooler pack? Like
okay.
we just do it at the same time.
Okay.
But so far, Shane's in the lead.
He is. So next up, I have Spoink, the little pig.
Ooh,
spring.
Love Spoink.
And if it stops bouncing, it dies.
And his little gem on his head.
Little gem.
Damn. Spoink. All right, I got. Oh, I got Yamper.
Yamper.
Who's
doggy.
Yamper?
Yamper's the electric little dog.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
By the way, after we do this, there was a thing that I really want to get to and I want to do, which is talking about everyone on the Smoshcast and gauging what element of
what gym leader.
Yep. Love it. We
gotta do that.
I'll go faster then. We got Dynamo, the little electric fish.
Oh, cute. Okay. He can all come together and become a bigger guy.
Okay. Grubbin.
I like Grubbin.
Grubbin, okay.
Some sweet Grubbin.
Very similar to Grubbin, I got Surskit, little water spider.
Okay.
He's cute.
Never was a big fan of Surskit.
I think it's cute.
He makes a great noise when he comes out. I think he just goes, ha.
Yeah.
Right?
Whoa. In the anime, it's like, ha.
Yeah.
Some Pokemon say their name, some don't.
Some don't. Yeah. Who goes?
That's Electabuzz.
Oh God. Okay, Medicham.
You got Medicham again?
Yeah. Go away.
We got a Kangaskhan on deck.
Oh, good.
Great.
Good. I've got Exedrill. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a powerful Pokemon.
Really quick before we move on, can everyone give me your best Arbok from the anime?
Oh,
what Charbok.
That's right. That's right. It does that crazy thing. I'd have to listen to it again.
That's
it's been
okay.
a minute.
That's okay. We did it.
We got to bring that show back.
Yeah.
I was making noises. We got Whiskash, the little electric fish again.
Incredible. Okay.
Ooh. Keldeo?
Yeah. It's another one of those.
He's like semi-legendary. Yeah. He's like a mystical.
Oh, I don't think I know this one that well.
He's just a unicorn. Yeah, just,
you know, friendship is magic. We got Floatzel, the little weasel.
Oh, Floatzel.
Water weasel.
I had a Floatzel. In a playthrough, like this is before I was like looking stuff up online, I had a playthrough where I had him and I had his evolutionary form. Or was it that or was it Pelipper? I had like a shitty water type where later on in the game I was like, I'm
I don't need this
call.
Man.
You're not making the cut.
I think it's Pelipper.
We're trading you to the Knicks.
Yeah.
Electivire.
Nice.
That's great.
Yeah. This is the one where he evolves and I was like, he didn't need to.
Initially I liked him and the Magmar evolution and then after a while I went,
I kind of like him to be honest.
I liked him in Pokemon Legends Arceus when you're like up on the mountain and then he's like, and you're like, oh my God, it's the big guy. It's awesome. He's awesome.
Come on, you can do it. Say Electabuzz.
He's yodeling.
We've got a letter of encouragement.
Oh,
and that letter
one?
Is W because
awesome.
You win in my book.
Cute.
Ooh, Sableye.
I think so. I'm so sorry.
We're going to find out what Pokemon I've been saying wrong my whole life. This is going to be like that episode of that podcast episode of Mythical where Link is showing his dad foods. Have you ever seen this?
I have.
God, he shows his dad couscous. The word couscous, his dad goes, cautious. It runs
That's
through
awesome.
My head.
Actually, it makes a lot of
couscous. I kind of want to say couscous now.
Couscous makes more sense than looking at that and going couscous.
His dad like looks at it and just goes couscous.
Couscous. That's great.
Yeah.
This should be our big hit here if
okay,
we
here
have
we go.
One like an art rare. I've got an art rare of Bellybolt.
Bellybolt.
Don't like that's
sitting
gorgeous.
Alone in a cave.
Don't like him.
That's,
don't like
what?
Don't well he's got the these aren't my real eyeballs and I'm like I
oh
know.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right I got Litten,
but you've got something big coming up after Litten.
Okay,
is the thing. Let's see, mine is going to be Scizor.
Scizor.
And I've got energy.
All nice. Right, what do you think it is? How good?
It's a big one. It's going to be a really pretty EX.
Whoa, this is one of my favorites.
Fralligator.
Fralligator was my man in Silver.
Hell yeah.
In fact, this was back in the day in those early ones. Did you guys do the same thing I did where you had one Pokemon that was jacked?
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the rest were kind of like, yeah, you guys can maybe
fight you're going to swap
eventually.
Out while I throw potions at my big boy.
Yeah.
And then it can come back out.
Come here, fodder. Like, no, why do you call me that?
Fralligator was my LeBron, and like everybody else was also there.
And you know why he spelled like that?
Oh yeah, there's no E or O or anything. They didn't have room.
So they just had to end it with the R. G-A-T-R.
Ahead of his time.
And
then nice. Psychic.
Piss chick energy.
You really like Scyther Scizor, right?
I wasn't a huge I liked Scyther.
Okay.
Scyther's cool.
Scizor, I know.
Scyther was a favorite when I was a kid, and I had two first edition Clefairies, which were actually worth a lot, and I didn't know that. And so when Scizor came out, I traded a Clefairy for that, and then learned afterwards, they were like, oh, that was a terrible trade. And I tried to trade back to the older kid, and they just wouldn't
let me.
He's like, nope, you traded. Yep.
I don't like you.
Will either of you be playing the new Pokemon Legends game?
Absolutely.
Probably. I never beat Arceus, but I will probably play it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I never got to the actual Arceus himself in that game, because I know you had to, like, there's a lot to do to get to him.
Interesting.
I will be playing it, but I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
Because Legends was, the first one was so good.
It really was.
It was so good. I'm worried it's going to be the sophomore slump, maybe.
We'll see.
I'm curious to see how they adjust, because 9 times out of 10, they hit the nail on the head.
Absolutely.
And even with Arceus being a huge departure from the series, I was like, okay, let's see how this is. And then it ended up being like one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm sure they know what they're doing.
I'm excited to do the live battle. That's going to be the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's weird because you're like walking behind your Pokemon. Because it's like you're not playing your Pokemon. You're playing your trainer.
Right.
And so you're like going like, do the thing. And then he goes, okay. And you're like, oh.
Shit.
Do a shit.
Take a shit.
All right.
Okay,
I mentioned this earlier.
Gyms.
I want to get into, okay, first let's go through us three.
Okay.
What type of gym do you think you would run?
I've always had this answer in my pocket. I love every type of like ghost with maybe a little bit of fairy in there, like very spooky. But at the very end, it has to have a big sweet Chansey that's just like, how you doing? Did you like the haunted house?
That's fun.
You feeling okay? And she gives you like a cookie and a hug and like, okay, well, you guys come back. You can try again. That's okay.
Okay.
Just big Chansey with hugs.
Big Chansey.
I like that.
Nice.
So you'd have like sweet ghosts.
I would have like a Mimikyu. I would have like the Chandelure line. I would find a way to sneak in some like Bellossom. If we're not talking about like winning and being the most powerful, I just want the vibe of
just
like
what your vibe is.
I can see your gym being like a campy haunted house.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to like a true like ghost, like Sabrina being like, I bent your neck backwards. You know?
Like,
it'd be more like, right. Doing, doing,
boing. Yeah. Happy Halloween, and then Chansey gives you a big old hug.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Tommy?
I definitely would be a normal type just from the guys that I like.
Oh, okay.
I think normal's fun because it's like, I don't know, you're none of them. We can't really put you anywhere, you're normal.
Is Porygon normal type?
He sure is.
Yeah.
And he has tri-attack, which is 3 elements at once, and it's a bad move.
I think you'd have the human made gym,
Porygon,
Ditto, like all these things. Like,
absolutely.
You'd have the like weird like...
Uh-huh. I'd have a Mewtwo as well. Yeah, yeah.
I want your gym to just be like your apartment. Like, you walk in, you're like, hey, come in. Like, it's just...
Come in, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be right there.
No, this is a really trendy place. I hear it's really great.
This place is really cool.
I actually don't know for myself.
I would see you as fighting is in there somehow, just because fighting isn't necessarily always fighting. You've got the like Machoke and the Hawlucha. Like sometimes it's like, we're busy getting shredded and staying healthy.
I think that's what it would be. Let's show you the fitness power.
Machoke gym.
Yeah.
Okay. Like just a weightlifting gym.
And unfortunately, again, like Medicham, who we hate, is like more of like a mind and body and soul. It's a fighting psychic,
I think. She's yoga.
Right. And so I feel like I think that would probably fit you.
Or mine would be a library.
Oh, that's a great idea.
But maybe it'd be a library gym.
So there's no book Pokemon yet, or is there?
There's not really.
Specifically a book?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I guess I'd go for that. But I'm open to other suggestions. I'm not really sure. But I think I would lean towards fighting or like maybe like rock.
Oh,
I could see rock as well.
Rock could also work. But I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
What about court? I'm thinking water or dark.
Oh, see, that's interesting. I was thinking electric.
Oh, I could see electric too.
I would see court doing really well with like the elegant fire ones. Like I could see court having like a Rapidash, a Flareon, a Ninetales, like the elegant fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Court could also be the kind of like the Gemini of it all, like the complete opposites. It could be dark and fairy. You know, it could be like completely
awesome.
Like light and dark, like just completely like back and forth.
That would be so cool.
Kind of vibes I could
like
see.
Like a Mawile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There could be that. Like, I could see, like, throwing out, like, a really sweet fairy type. And then I see it as a lot of divas going out there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, a lot of elegant, almost like pop star. Like, I could see it being, like, a big music venue.
Nice.
Type of vibe.
Like that sexy bunny.
Yeah. I
you know,
for whatever like the bunny that's hot.
Yeah, we know that one. I have a Pokemon name for that in my brain that have always just, I don't know where it came from. I know it's Lopunny, but in my brain I was like, oh, that's Bunbabulous.
Bunbabulous.
She is Bunbabulous.
And
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
Okay, let's move on to Arasha. I feel like Arasha is dark type. Like, that's like the lying and deceit, kind of like, whatever. There's also, but there's, I don't know, there's also, I don't know.
I feel Arasha would be, for that reason, skew more toward, like, psychic than dark. Because it's more like mind games more than, like, I'm evil, lying, and hurting.
I like, also feel like it would be a psychic situation.
Interesting. See, I saw psychic for Amanda.
No.
That's good. No. That's good. I can see her being like a water type since she's so like, you know, flute, and she would have like a whalemer.
I could see Amanda.
She's like, really see her being way, like, kid.
Ground. Like, she's just very grounded.
That's true.
And she has like.
She could be combo, water, ground.
Amanda can also be grass type with like flowers and just like.
Grass.
Like flowers and like, I don't know. Like, it's a wine vineyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd have that olive Pokemon.
Yes, yes.
I also forgot to mention I love Applin, the Applin line.
Oh, yeah,
which
yeah.
The Apple Dragons. I got a little bag that's an Applin.
Cute.
I think Chance, hear me out, I think Chance would be dragon.
Ooh, I totally forgot about dragon. Yes, he's dragon.
Okay, because I think Chance is like the type of person that, like, when it comes to video games, he's not messing around.
Yeah.
So to be like, I'd be dragon, I'd, like, destroy everyone, and I'm like, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel he'd have, like three Dragonite. Or a better dragon Pokemon, but like, you know, you know how it's like a gym leader will just be like, I actually have three of the same one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
F you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he'd have that.
Yes. That one fits perfectly. Let's see. Angela.
Wait a minute. Would Arasha be poison type instead of psychic?
Ooh.
Wait. That rocks.
Poison is good. Poison
Good. I think that works.
In like Angela. A cool way.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. In a cool way.
Like insinuating that she tries to poison people.
No. Not yet.
Not yet. She will.
Watch Bit City in January.
I think Angela would be electric.
I think so, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the energy of it all.
Because she's got that, like, staccato kind of.
She would have the loud Pokemon.
Loudred.
Loudred.
Just explode.
Explode.
Yeah. Just yelling Pokemon. Thumbnail face.
But it would be, like, this bright electric stage. You know, it'd be like, oh, who's ready for the performance? And then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have Trevor.
Trevor.
Water.
See, Trevor, I could see like an ice, I could see fire. Complete opposites, I know, but I see those types of vibes. Maybe fire. I'd go with fire with Trevor.
He's also kind of given me normal type, too.
Ooh, he's also, it would be a bakery. Hear me out. A bakery. So you get some fire.
You get those dogs. Those dogs that are made of bread. I think they're normal type,
though. Fido. And
Yeah.
I think he would just be like, it would be like baking and cooking themed.
Yeah.
So whatever elements.
Yeah, Pokemon, let's break up what we're doing with the types. Let's just do themes. That's really fun.
I love
they
that.
Have enough Pokemon to do that.
Absolutely.
And then it makes you have to prep differently.
Absolutely.
So you're like, what am I going to face?
Right?
Yeah.
It is probably one of my biggest criticisms.
And then Olivia.
Bug. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, actually, though?
She hates butterflies.
I think she hates them.
Olivia, I have no idea. It'd probably be everything. Olivia would only send out dittos.
Would Angela be bug type, actually?
No.
Okay.
Angela could be bug type. No, it'd be funny if Angela's whole thing is she doesn't know anything that she's throwing out. She doesn't recognize.
She's like, I don't know.
As some kind of bird. Olivia would be psychic, but it would be things like Psyduck. It would be
the cutie
confusion.
Oddies? Yes.
Yeah, you're
the
very
cutie
right.
Oddies. That's
you're
totally
very right.
It.
Who are we forgetting? Keith and Noah. Ooh. See, Noah's a big Pokemon head, too.
Is he?
He is.
I had no idea.
I think Noah might be grass.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know
no,
why.
No, I don't know why.
I just feel he's very connected to the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. I think that's good. I like that.
Okay.
Okay.
I think, ooh, can I pitch something weird?
Yes.
Keith would be steel. Because I could
like
see
it.
Him just being so sleek and having like the shiniest like outfit, like Michael Jackson
style. Absolutely, that's
awesome. I like that. I like that for him.
I feel like Anne and Anthony would be a duo, and they'd make you do duo battles, like a duo gym where it's just like the two of them. You know?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, Anthony would just throw out the painting Pokemon.
Yes,
Smeargle.
Yeah.
What if? Okay, hear me out. You know how in later games, like sometimes you have to fight red or blue from like the first game.
Yes.
Like you are your character from the game. I think Ian and Anthony would be like a red and blue duo. So fighting them would be like early Pokemon where it's like, oh, Ian somehow has a Venusaur and a Blastoise. For whatever reason, right. Anthony yeah. has like a Pidgeotto and a Charizard. Like, I think they would be.
They would just be like character. Gen 1, full evolved, yeah. huge power.
Ready yeah. to fuck you up, yeah. Alakazam.
Okay, Spencer. Ooh, Spencer.
I can see Spencer so doing bug type too.
Spencer wouldn't be bug type to me. He's kind of like. It's very similar to you, where it's almost like more like, what are the analog Pokemon? You know, what are the like kind of technology Pokemon? Or he would just throw out the Pokemon that are just kind of like, hear me out. I don't mean this as an insult, but he would send out Snorlax and like just kind of like,
oh, Pokemon, like big sleepy guys.
Pokemon that are just like, what's up,
what's
dude?
Up, guy?
I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
The giant gorilla that's kind of just like, I'm just walking around.
Hey, slacking.
Dude. Yeah, just slacking. Like, he'd just be like, hey, what's going on, dude?
Horrible guy to play with slacking.
Chill Pokemon.
Yeah. I
so maybe
that.
He's ice, because just like chill.
Oh, that's fun.
I like
fun.
That. I think that would actually be really cool. I could also see him being Steel with like, could you just imagine Chill Spencer like riding on a Steelix? Like, hey guys.
Pretty cool.
Like,
hey.
But I think ice works for him really well.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should we open it. This final pack?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's open it and then we'll.
Can you open it and show me how I'm supposed to do it?
Yeah. I mean, these have been kind of like squanched.
I think we've had these for a long time.
Ideally, you're usually able to do it kind of like this. I kind of pull out here, which is not.
Damien and I did a Twitch stream once for Smosh where.
That was like 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Yeah. And I think these might be from then.
Well, the one that I had the messed up Suicune from Scarlet Violet.
Oh, so it had to be more recent.
The like old, not real, but old thing.
Okay.
Do you know about that? Like the Paradox Pokemon? No. But at the end of Scarlet and Violet, it's like, oh, actually, these Pokemon are coming from a different timeline.
Oh.
And they were like weird ass. So it's like Suicune, but it's like a weird dragon animal.
They're
thing.
Either like kind of dinosaur-esque for oldie times, or they're like, I am made out of metal now. I am a champ.
They just made
like,
robot ones.
Okay.
Got Tranquil.
Nice.
Mr. Mime.
Okay.
We have Raichu. Sleepy Raichu.
Let me see.
Aww.
There's Victini again. Like I said, a weird like fire psychic. Oh, yeah. Yet
another
Jirachi.
Mew, no one really.
Delmize.
Hey, you got it. The Algae Man.
Algae Man. Okay. Dead Kid. Cinchino.
Cinchino. That's great.
Future Booster Energy Capsule.
Okay.
Future Booster Energy Capsule.
A second for Alligator.
Love it.
Wow. But not was yours holographic?
I think so.
It's reverse holo, yeah.
Oh, reverse
holo. Yeah, reverse holo.
Yeah.
And this one's plain.
Reuniclus.
Oh, so we got the evolution.
The triple boy for Tommy. And then finally, Salvatore!
Okay, we got a guy.
It's an art rare trainer. It's probably not worth anything.
Right. Okay, so what's better here? Because the one Shane pulled, he's got the holographic behind the for Alligator. And the one that Damien just pulled, the whole card is holographic, but the art is not. What is more better, this
Shane's
one?
Is generally better, I think.
Gotcha.
Hell yeah.
Here's my argument. Only one of us opened up a pack where we were like, oh, holy shit, this is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Shane.
Nice.
Got for Alligator.
Also, you got the full evolution of the
yours.
Little Gooby guy.
Go for it.
Yeah, dude.
And I got Gooby Salvatore.
Guy.
He's my
Look,
best friend.
Ultimately, guys, we had a good time.
That's right, a good time.
That's all that matters.
That's right, everybody.
And thank you to Pokemon for giving Ian and Anthony something to do back in the day. And,
yeah, we really appreciate that. giving us this. Thanks to Pokemon for all this.
Thank God.
If anyone knows where I can find a Beta Chansey or a, you know, the Pokemon Snap Chansey card that is not $30,000, you let me know.
Hey, man, do that.
You got it.
Thanks.
Tommy, thank you for joining us.
This
today.
Was a blast. This I could talk about fun. This. There's so much more, too.
We just really, this was a conversation we started to have before we started recording.
And then we were like, wait, we had to stop ourselves.
This was what we were going to say
mm-hmm.
if the cameras were off.
That's right.
Yep. Pretty crazy.
Ray crazy.
Oh, boy. There we
anyways,
go.
Guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Let us know in the comments. What types of gyms you think we would actually run.
Yeah, like for real, do that.
I'm really curious.
I want to know.
Put down the list. Give us all our elements.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, anything's game.
That's right.
All right, and we'll see you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Tommy
loves you.
I love
Tommy
you.
Tommy loves
you. I love you. Goodbye.
Happy birthday.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.